Now, Bishop Jacob, let's welcome him as he comes up. Fantastic. We're going to pray now. So would you guys stick out your hand? Jesus, we thank you so much for today and for this man and for the heart that you have given him and the vision you've given him to evangelize and bring love to the people of India. Jesus, I strengthen him and Lord, give him the words today that we would walk away so encouraged, so eyes open to what you're doing, what the challenges are, and what that means for us today. God, we thank you. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you.
Pastor Braid and all the saints of St. Paul's, it's a great joy and a privilege to see your faces again this morning. And friendship based on God. And thank you for your faithful friendship for the past 10 years. We are working together in God-given friendship as brothers and sisters in the master's work. And I come from India, many of you know me. I live in India with my wife Elizabeth and our children, three children, two boys, a girl. They are already grew up. Son is already 25 years. My wife and I, we are praying for a wife for him. And if you find a good-looking girl, and please let us know. And we have a daughter, 23, and Samuel, the baby, is 21. And all family, we all are believers serving the Lord. And my wife and I, with our two kids in India, but one kid, Daniel, is here in America. He's doing his master's in business administration. And all the family says greetings to our family here at St. Paul's. And recently, my daughter Victoria had gone through very serious illness. Actually, September, October, November is the time when a lot of people in our part of country suffer from typhoid, malaria, mostly dengue fever. I don't know how many of you are aware about dengue fever. And actually, two of our missionaries died from dengue fever in the past few weeks. Lot of people in our part of country suffering from dengue. Dengue fever kills your white blood platelet cells. So then the platelet counts comes down, then people bleed to death. When I was in I came from Phoenix to San Diego, then my wife sent message that Victoria, our daughter, is suffering from dengue fever, and it was a very serious condition. She was actually having internal bleeding, which was a bad sign. And I'm about 13,000 miles away from India. I have no way to go there. And I just took a few days' time and fasting and praying and asking, Lord, she's your child. You have given Victoria to us as a gift. And she is your child. And please take care of her. And thank God, after 7 days, and even though she went into the very serious condition, but thank God, she's gradually recovering. Her platelet counts from 22,000 went up to 50,000 and gradually went up. So now she's doing well. And I wanted to thank all our family of St. Paul's for your prayers and support for the work of the Lord there in India. And I come to America once in a year for about 5 to 6 weeks and then I go back to India. And now I'm actually traveling to different places where we have a few connections in America. The first I came to Phoenix. There we have a church who are supporting our work in India. Then traveled to a couple of places. There are only two churches in America who are supporting our work in India. Number one, church in Phoenix. Number two, our church, St. Paul's, here in Westport. So I wanted to sincerely thank you for your faithful prayers and support for God's work in India, especially for the home for the disabled children. And today I have our business manager, Jordan Cranfield with me. He's going to share a few words about persecution. I'm not going to share about persecution, but let me just give you brief information about work, what has happened in the past 11 months. In the past 11 months, we have made 84 Jesus water wells. And for the past 17 years or 18 years, we are continually drilling water wells. But altogether, we made about 1,300 plus water wells as of now. And 634 new children taken into our orphanages in the past 11 months. But altogether, 6,589 children under our daily care, providing food, clothing, education, medical care, more importantly, sharing God's love to those people, those children. And in the past 11 months, 12,965 people accepted Lord Jesus Christ, our Savior. And despite of daily persecution, despite of challenges, despite of suffering, Jesus is still on his business. He did not quit his work. He is still visiting people. He's still doing things. He's still working in the hearts of the people, so that in my homeland, I'm not talking about in all country, I'm just talking about our ministry, GTSS ministry in India. Through our ministry, according to our records and the reports, 12,965 people accepted the Lord and 8,940 people baptized in the last 11 months. And 302 nursing students, 3.5 years program, 2 years program, total 302 students are in nursing program, and 263 students, boys, in the trade school. In the past 4 years, we had been praying to open a trade school, but there were so many obstacles, so many challenges on the line. And but finally, thank God, in 2019 June, we have received all needful permissions from the government. On 17th of June, we have opened our Grace Technical School for the boys, and now 263 students are joined in the technical school. And we have four trades at the moment: electrician, fitter, diesel mechanic, and welder. God's willing, we are planning to add more trades in the future, so that the boys, those who are growing up in our orphanages, when they finish their high school, they're strong boys, they're handsome, but they need skills to get some jobs and get future. Therefore, this trade school, we pray and hope that this trade school would provide professional skills to the boys to become professionals, so that they will not depend on Dad Jacob, but they will depend on their own work, and they could continually serve the Lord. And currently, we are building domes. I don't know if you call domes or dormitories or facilities where students can stay. See, in India, when we opened this technical school, we invited State Director for the Industrial Development. We also invited a couple of parliament members, assembly members. We don't do things secretly. And we always involve police officials or maybe government officials or politicians to come and to see, even though they have never even given a penny or even one potato to my orphan children. Still, we involve them. We welcome them to come and join with us. And the state director for the industrial department, he said, "Jacob, there is no technical school in all of India that is providing accommodation, food to the students staying on campus. So the colleges can provide only education, the tuition education, but they don't provide food and accommodation. But thank God, we are providing accommodation, the place to stay, and the food for those students, because 70% or more of those students are from our orphanages. They're my sons who grew up in our orphanages. Therefore, we need that to provide them with all needful to complete their trade school. So friends, thank you. Many of you are receiving our, every 6 weeks I send a brief report with what is happening in India, how things are happening, and I also send a small video clip along with the report. And many of you are aware what is happening. Time is not permitted to give all the details, but I just want to thank you sincerely from my heart for your faithful friendship and faithful support for the work of the Lord. And the people asking me, some brother asking me, "Jacob, why do you come only at Christmas time? Why don't you come in the other time?" Yes, I wish I could. And again, friends, my work is not in America. My work is in India. And I know how to talk to my people. And I don't know how to talk to American people. So therefore, for about 15 years I have been praying and praying and praying, Lord, give me somebody who knows American language, who knows American English, because my English come from my native language, my mother tongue, Telugu, Hindi, couple of languages. Therefore, finally, the Lord answered our prayers. Last year, 2018 October, Brother Jordan and his wife Bethany, they came out to India to see, to check the work, how work is taking place and how accounts are taking place. And they came out and spent some time with us. And ever since, they came out three times to India in the past couple of months. And now the Lord has given me a spokesperson for our work in America, our business person, Brother Jordan. So now he accompanied with me. He knows American language, American English. So Brother Jordan is going to speak a little bit about persecution. I cannot speak that because I'm visiting here for a short while. Friend, just before Christmas, I'm coming here. The reason I'm coming, every year Christmas time, most of you are aware in America, you have a children, you have a families. I have a big family, God-given family, Jesus family, over 6,589 children. For every child, we need about $25 to bless every child with a new outfit, a new dress for girls, a new outfit for the boys for Christmas time. Also, we bless children with a special meal with a chicken curry and our chicken biryani on Christmas Day, also on the New Year Day. When I came to America, I don't know if I'm putting much weight on, because every day I'm eating chicken, 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 chicken. In India, chicken is only available on Christmas Day and on the New Year Day, maybe on the Thanksgiving Day. These are only 3 days our children in the orphanages get chicken, but otherwise they get vegetables, lentils, boiled eggs, and they're healthy children. But what I'm trying to say, friends, to provide one meal, chicken, we need 700 kilos chicken, just to give a piece of chicken to every child. So I don't go into details. So we need about $164,000 to bless every child with two special meals, new outfit, and a package of gift packet, a gift packet, and also to make 2,600 kilos of sweets, to provide a handful of sweets to every child. Then what about leper colonies, Brother Jacob? We are working in 46 leper colonies. Every year at the time of Christmas, we go to leper colonies. Of course, we have teams who visit regularly, but every year before Christmas, our team would go to the leper colony, bless those leprosy people with a gift of contribution to help them to have a common meal with all the leper people, come together, they give thanks to the Lord, and they would have a chicken and some biryani in those leper colonies. Also, 1,102 missionary families, 1,102 missionary families. These missionary families standing in the front line, preaching the gospel in the face of daily persecution. How can I do? What can we do for them? We want to thank those missionary families. At the time of Christmas, we are praying to bless every missionary family, every missionary with a new shirt, and a missionary's wife with a sari, because Indian women, they wear saris. And we are praying to bless those missionary families for Christmas. And friends, so far I was visiting among Slavic churches, Russian, Ukrainian, Belarus, those people in America, and I'm able to raise about $25,000 for Christmas purpose. Still, there is a long way to go. So friends, please pray for me and for our journey further. The Lord may open doors so that before I go to India, then we may have enough to support the children, orphans, widows, lepers, missionary families, and so on. So beforehand, I want to thank you for your prayers and support, and happy Thanksgiving, and also a happy Christmas in advance, and may the Lord bless you. Thank you so much for your prayers and support. Jordan, would you share a few words?
Then we have a small 4 minutes of video clip. Good morning, my name is Jordan Cranfield and I'm from Dallas, Texas, and it's so good to be with you guys today. Your legacy at this church is beautiful. We're friends with Pastor Paul and Sister Rivers and other people that have come before to your church, and it's so good to be with you today. So thank you for having us. So a little bit about the persecution and what's actually happening in India. It's to the point that obviously the Indian government is not going to hear anything that Bishop Jacob would say today, but it's still so sensitive that he's concerned to the point to where he doesn't wish to say anything about that. And so I want to share with you a little bit about what's been happening over the last couple of years. India. In India, as you know, it's a nationalist country, and they wish that everybody in India would be a Hindu and follow the Hindu gods. And so as a result of that, consequently, all of the other religions have been experiencing persecution. So it's not just Christianity, it's every other Christian that's outside of Hinduism. And so it's sometimes people think, oh, Christians are just crying wolf, and Christians are not the only ones that are seeking persecution or experiencing persecution. And actually, one of the most interesting things, I've been going back and forth to India for about the last 7 years, and one of the most interesting things to me was that whenever I went into the slums of India, you actually see a large number of Muslims in the slum areas, because again, it's not just Christians that are seeking persecution, it's anybody that chooses to not follow the Hindu traditions and the Hindu gods. And so, but just recently it's really ramped up quite a bit, and they are starting to shut down Christian organizations. So two that you might be familiar with are Compassion International, that's happened in the last 3 years, and the other one would be Gospel for Asia, which is actually based out of Dallas, Texas as well. But massive organizations, that those are the two that they really, you know, came out with first and are starting to shut them down. And even World Vision is having difficulties at this point to carry out their work in India. And so, but just in the last 4 weeks, literally in the last 4 weeks, they've shut down 258 Christian organizations. And so just left and right, they're just taking them out. What they're doing is they're freezing the foreign assets that are coming. So the money is being transferred over, and in between they're freezing it and not allowing these organizations to gain access. Okay. So a couple things, what we are really trying to do and why we exist here in America. It's been known as India for Jesus for about the last 3 years. India for Jesus is not very covert. And so we have changed the name to Rise and Shine. And so Rise and Shine, it comes out of Isaiah 61, and our goal is to prepare and to empower the Indian people to rise above their circumstances so that they can shine for Jesus in their communities tomorrow. And the way that we do that is we are starting businesses. We are starting a social enterprise that's going to provide the funds that we need in order to sustain the organization long term, because we cannot rely on American donors. We cannot rely on donors at all, not even European donors. We have to create a sustainable enterprise that will fund the organization for the years to come. And so we're in the process. We started in the last year and a half, 2 years ago, started a chicken farm. It's got about 200,000 head of chicken that many of you are aware of, and it's turning about 25% of the income that we need in order to sustain long term. The other thing that I want to make you aware of, because somebody came up to me last service and said, well, what are you going to do if they freeze your assets, you know, in the middle? Well, what we've done is Bishop Jacob has set up three organizations in India. One of them is faith-based, two of them are not. So we have three organizations. So if they shut down the organization that's faith-based, we will still have social charities that exist that we will be able to get money in so that we can finish out this business project. And what those social charities exist for are the water wells and for the leper colonies and the things that are more social justice-based. Of course, still, the only reason why we exist is to expand the kingdom of Jesus Christ throughout India. And so that is our main goal, and that's what we are trying to do. So we appreciate your help and your longstanding relationship, and we're just so grateful to be here and grateful for you. So enjoy this video, and thank you. God bless you.
For over 25 years, our organization is standing in the front line and serving thousands of poor and needy people here in India. GTSS's mission is very simple: holding natural bread in one hand and the living bread, the gospel, in the other hand, as Jesus would. In the year 1991, when the Lord has called me to the mission field, I had nothing but 2 feet and one old Bible. Praise God for that. From that humble beginning, our work is continually growing. So far, we have trained 1,688 students in our Grace Burning Heart Bible School. As a result of that, 1,102 full-time missionaries working in the mission field in the face of daily persecution. As they're faithfully preaching the gospel, over 1,600 small growing churches are planted with about 200,000 followers of Jesus Christ.
We must train the nationals to reach their own. And that's what Grace Burning Heart Bible College is all about. Join with us so that the work of God will be done.
Hi, Brother Jim. My name's Jordan, and I'm from Dallas. And I just wanted to say thank you so much for your donation to support all of these missionaries and provide motorbikes for them. As you can see, whenever I step out of the way, we have provided them today with motorbikes. Thank you so much. I can't wait to talk to you soon.
Jesus Water Wells project is one of our projects. For more than 18 years, we had been continually drilling Jesus Water Wells in the poorer and rural villages. So far, we have made more than 1,300 Jesus Water Wells. Poor people are very happy for fresh and clean drinking water. In one hand, helping people with the fresh and clean drinking water. In the other hand, making known the living water, Jesus Christ. Friends, still many villages waiting for Jesus Water Wells. You may consider helping one of those poor villages with the gift of Jesus Water Well. Is leprosy still exist in India? Answer is yes. Still, there are so many people suffering from leprosy in India today. They're trapped in a system of karma or in a social stigma. We have started a small work in leper colonies in the year 1997. From that humble beginning, today we are working in 46 leprosy colonies, helping those sufferers with rice, medical aid, timely help, sharing the gospel, building their lives, moreover, sharing good news of Jesus Christ. Many lives are touched and filled with eternal hope. Friends, please pray for them. Just beside the technical school, we have started construction of about 15,000 square feet RCC building facility to provide accommodation for about 550 students, those who are studying in our technical school. And this building will provide dining hall, kitchen, storeroom, sleeping rooms with all the facility. We started this work by faith, and we are trusting God for the remaining resources to complete the facility. Please pray for this need. Orphans Care. On 12th of June 1994, my wife and I, we have started a small orphanage from three children in a little Indian village. Friends, we never knew that one day the Lord would give us a great responsibility to care for over 6,500 children here in India. Providing them with food, clothing, quality education, medical care, safety, and also raising them as a new generation, as a tomorrow leaders in the country. Per day, we need over 2,400 kilos rice and tons of vegetables, sugar, milk, much more. Per month, we need over 100,000 eggs to provide a boiled egg to every child for every other day. There is no support from the government, but thank God for friends like yourself, those who are praying and standing behind in prayer and in financial support, even in a small way, that is helping us to support the kids.
Thank you.
Thank you.
God bless you.
Bless.